everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Hey, before we get to the news, I was supposed to cut a commercial spot this afternoon, and I didn't do it because I got in a little late. So if you don't mind, can I do it right now on the air?
Tim, let's do it live.
No, let's do it live. All right.
We'll do it live!
And then we'll do the news. I apologize to do it, but, you know, I was tied up. All right, you ready?
We're all set.
All right, here we go. You ready? Here we go.
You know you got a pickup in the middle, right?
What?
There's a pickup in there.
Yeah, we'll do that later.
All right.
Okay. All right, here we go. Hey, shutterbugs. That's what we used to call gamblers. We're bringing the Tim Conway Jr. Show to the Commerce Casino, man. Now, you want to go? You got to go to 97.1freefm.com to register first. It's August 28th, and we're going to be starting at 8 p.m., it's the Conway Poker Tournament. Don't miss out, folks. There's $6,000 worth of prizes. The Commerce Casino is located off the 5 Freeway at Washington, just minutes from the Staples Center, between the 710 and the 605. It's always our best event every single year. So get on down to the Commerce, everybody. But first, you got to register. Go to 971freefm.com to register. And it's free food for everybody who plays. So come on down to the Commerce. August 28th on 97.1 Free FM. There you go. Congratulations. You guys worked that up. All right, folks. It is time for the news with Gina Grad, everybody. Look at that news tonight.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
What? All right, I like that. That's Cher impersonation. What? All right, Gina, what's going on with the news today, baby?
Tim, I swear to God I'm not lying when I say there is a lot of news tonight.
Good.
Leading the news again tonight, it is official. Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre is headed to New York.
Whoa, the Giants?
No. The Jets.
No, the Jets.
Yeah, they outbid the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the three-time NFL MVP who retired in March but changed his mind.
Good for him.
The Packers announced the agreement late last night without revealing what they received in return. And here is some audio of an apprehensive-sounding Favre as he talks about the trade.
All right, Brett Favre now playing for the Jets, everybody.
My interest at first, I'm sure we all know, was to stay within our division. Maybe that was a little bit of vindictive nature or whatever, but competitive nature. I think in the end, that was probably the wrong motive, and I realized that that was not going to happen.
All right. But, you know, this guy has chewed up a lot of my summer. This guy retired in March, right?
Right.
Or I don't know, last in February or so. What was it, March? I think it was March.
March.
And now he's back. He's not back. He's got the Green Bays. He's with the Tampa Bays. Now he's with the New Yorks. Who
gives
an F anymore about this guy?
Jesus Christ.
And this guy's all over the news. Is there? And there's no more sports news? We got to sit and listen to this guy every 2 days?
Why does he keep throwing talent fits, do you think?
Yeah, because he probably is a pain in the ass.
I mean, these are like real, you know, Miley Cyrus, Mary-Kate, Ashley Olsen moves. Like, you know, I want to. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
Yeah, and if you, you know, this is not the team and not the city to say, well, I guess if I have to play for you, I will.
Right.
Because New York Jet fans will chew you up.
Right.
And so maybe he's pissed that he's got to leave his family in the Midwest. I don't know where the guy lives.
Mississippi.
Mississippi? Yeah. That's where he lives?
They live in, their home is in Mississippi.
Jesus Christ. And he plays in Wisconsin?
Yep.
Jesus
now in New York?
Christ.
Yep.
Oh, man. A cheap guy. I don't know why I said that. It just seems like a further insult. But all right. So he's going to play for the Jets. And they're not going to win, and then he'll retire again and cry next year. All right. Very good. Brett Favre with the Jets. Yeah. Now, I think that's the end of the Brett Favre news for these.
Well.
Now, there's more?
I'm just saying, don't jinx it.
All right. What else is going on in the news, Gina Grant?
Well, in Florida news, 911 is probably, you know, everywhere the most important phone number in our society, but it was abused recently when a Jacksonville, Florida man dialed 911 twice after the sauce was left off his spicy Italian Subway sandwich.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reginald Peterson Reginald Peterson told officers he called the emergency number so he could have his subs made correctly and then dialed 911 again to complain that the police were not arriving fast enough. Peterson walked into the sandwich shop Thursday and ordered two subs. When he discovered the spicy Italian sandwich did not have its sauce, he demanded that it be corrected and then called the police. Now, we have three calls from Mr. Peterson, and I'm just going to jump to the end and tell you that he probably shouldn't have waited around because... when the police arrived, they arrested him.
Okay.
Now, in our first call, he's Nail. Just angry. Yeah, let's listen to that first one.
All right, here's I understand the vibe, though. You know, you
the
order
police, Tim.
And they get it wrong. They get it wrong again. They get it wrong a third time, a fourth time, and not necessarily at Subway, but at different fast food places. And then you just snap.
But you know what? There really is no wrong way to have it ordered at Subway because you're staring at them. You go, no. I'm sorry, not pickles,
yeah,
cucumbers.
Right, exactly.
So come on, dude. You could have told him before you walked away with it.
Yeah, but maybe he's like everybody's where he's chewing up that bag of chips while he's waiting.
That's true.
All right,
Sun
here
chips.
We go.
I brought the sandwiches back up here. The woman didn't tell me that she was going to make my sandwiches early. Okay? She can't tell me that they can't do this, they can't do that. All right. Now, since I'm on the phone with you, they locked the door on me. They got the sandwiches that I paid for inside their store.
Sir.
I'm not leaving here until I get what I paid for. I'm not going to sit and pay $12 or $10 for some sandwiches and don't get what I paid for. Hello?
I'm here. I was waiting until you finished yelling at me. You're at Atlantic and Lowell.
I'm so sorry, man. I'm just upset right now.
Excuse me. Can I
I'm on the phone with you. The employee just came up here and locked the freaking door.
And he's shocked.
This guy is having trouble ordering a sandwich,
one
man.
One hell of a day. Well, in our next clip, he continues to complain about the locked doors and the sandwiches that he paid for.
All right, good. Here we go.
Now, all I'm saying is, when I called the officer earlier today, not too long ago, got the two sandwiches that I paid for at the Subway restaurant, and the guy came out and he locked the door. So, if I can't get my food, then I...
Jesus Christ.
No, no more.
Now, all I'm saying is, when I called the officer earlier today, not too long ago, got the two sandwiches that I paid for at the Subway restaurant, and the guy came out and he locked the door. So, if I can't get my food that I paid for, and you locked the door, I want my money.
Okay, I'm going to send an officer to you, so we still have your call, okay? I'll update it with this information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
People are getting shot in the streets over drugs.
Guy wants a sandwich. And I called again?
Lastly, Peterson calls the police back to find out what in the hell is taking them so long.
All right, cops aren't showing up for the sauce on the Subway sandwich. What are they doing?
Jacksonville 911 killers.
Hello, how are you doing, fellas? How you doing, fellas?
Okay, how can I help you?
Phyllis.
About 45 minutes right now waiting on the police officer to come up to Subway restaurant on Atlantic and Bowling. I have a situation here where I wanted my sandwich made one way, and they didn't make it. And I brought my sandwich back in to ask them, can they make my sandwich the way I paid for it? And...
So we got your call 15 minutes ago, okay? So you just going to have to be a little patient. We'll get somebody there as quickly as we can.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, good night.
How can he not realize at that point the only reason the cops are showing up is to get him?
Right, to put his ass in the slammer.
Do you think this is just like falling down, though? Like, you know, with Michael Douglas, like this was the day he snapped.
Yeah, he's had an ass full of disappointments in his life. This is just the latest one. But this is the guy who, has B-I-N-G in bingo. Ace, King, Queen, Jack, Nine. I mean, he's had a string.
Close but no cigar.
Yeah. He's had all five numbers and not the Super Bowl lottery. He's had everything.
As Steve Grad would say, he invented six up.
Right. Yeah.
He gave up.
And everything has come crashing in on him with this sandwich, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe if I own that sandwich place, you know, at this point, they should be allowed to just shoot people. You know, they should pull out the Subway gun and just say, okay, it's over, gang. Your Subway
Marshall
sandwich.
Law.
All right. Anything else going on in the news, Georgina?
Oh, yes. Well, in homeowner news, this is interesting. Home sales contracts signed in June unexpectedly rose across the country to its highest level since last October.
Yeah. The recession, the depression's
hey,
over.
Hey, it's over.
It's good, the good old days again.
The National Association of Realtors. Ooh.
Party.
Said its pending home sales index, which is based on contracts signed in June, was up 5.3% at 89. Yes.
Wow.
5.3. From a downwardly 84.5 in May. It was the highest reading for the index since October when it was at 89.8. The association's senior economist said the swings in monthly signings are very encouraging.
Wow.
Because a rise in contract activity is necessary for an overall housing recovery. And just to give you a little background on the rest of the country, contract signings rose in June by 9.3% in the South, by 4.6% in the West, 3.4% in the Northeast, and 1.3% in the Midwest.
So it's now time to buy property.
Buy it up.
It's coming back. It's the pendulum's now swinging the other way.
Yep.
So if you're thinking about, you've been thinking about buying property, that might be a sign to jump in right now.
Yeah.
You know, this might be the bottom, might be going up after this. Maybe all these government programs seem to work.
So what about you? You going to look at that place in Oxnard?
Oh, yeah. I got a ton of money just sitting in the bank account, just waiting.
Burning a hole.
Yeah. All right. Go out there and buy your property, folks. This could be it. You know, the good old days are here again. Thank God. It's over. All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, in crime news, 97.1's own Tom Likas can be credited for nabbing a murder suspect today.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yes, Phoenix police formally presented the Maricopa County Attorney's Office with the investigation into the death 7 years ago of a Ahwatukee Foothills man whose girlfriend, they believe, called the Likas show and bragged that she got away with murdering
him.
Wow. Phoenix also officially named the girl, her name is Megan Suzanne Weiss, as the suspect in the case. They are seeking charges of first-degree murder and obstructing a criminal investigation for filing a false police report. And on a side note, that's because she said, you know that phone call? Funny. I went for a walk in the park the day before, and when I came back, someone broke into my car. My cell phone was gone, so somebody grabbed it, and they must have been impersonating
me. Bad
vibes.
Yeah, so we have exclusive, well, not exclusive, but we have the clip of the original audio from when the woman called the Likas show at this live remote.
How did we get that?
You don't want to know what we had to go through.
All right, here it is, the woman, the dumbest woman in the world.
Ever.
She, you know, if you commit a crime, you put it up on YouTube or you call talk radio, I mean, what are you thinking, gang? If you've committed a murder and you got away with it, shut the F up.
Yeah.
That's the key. Try to get away with stuff in life. Not brag about it. All right, here is the crazy woman who shot this dude.
Well, he got mad. He quit his job so that I couldn't get child support. I got really mad. I went over and tried to talk to him just about doing some under-the-table money. He wouldn't listen, so I shot him.
You shot him?
Oh, yes, I did.
And you shot him dead?
I did.
And so, how...
I love the guy in the background.
Boo!
Is Dr. Avioso. He's booing the guy who got... They're booing the chick for shooting a guy.
I bet if we could see him, he'd have two thumbs down.
You shot him?
Oh, yes, I did.
And you shot him dead?
I did.
And so, how often do they let you make calls from prison?
I got away with it.
Idiot.
Well, you may have gotten away with it, but now it looks like you're going to prison, darling. If she gets convicted, that's great. What a dope. Oh, I tell you, it is so fascinating because when living in this country, you know, maybe I don't know what it's like around the world, but some of the dumbest people in the history of people, I'm not talking about people who are alive right now, but in the history of human beings, are alive right now and they're living in this country.
Yeah.
And it's so great to hear from them every once in a while, like this woman.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Graham?
Well, yes. In sports news, reigning basketball MVP Kobe Bryant will be competing in the basketball leg of the Olympic Games this year and has plans that sound much like those of Susan Sarandon about what he will do if the U.S. doesn't take the gold.
What?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
We better. Or else, you know, I have to become like an Italian citizen or something, and everybody else have to pick a country.
Yeah, you guys don't want to come back with the silver or the bronze.
How embarrassing.
I'm a little tired of that crap. But, you know, they're doing pretty well. They got off to a good start in the preliminary games. They beat Canada 120-65.
Well, come on.
Beat the Canadians.
Hey.
Yeah, you guys got to come back with the gold. I mean, please. You know, don't go over there and claim that you didn't have a good day, you didn't have a good shot.
And don't, like, Harlem Globetrotter everybody and get cute. Just win.
Yeah, and don't do it, like, you know, in the final game, 98-96. You know, this country's looking for 148-13. We're looking to really, you know, put a stamp on this one, fellas.
Now, if anyone were to give them a little run for their money, where do you think they'd come out of? Think South America, Asia, Russia?
I think, like, there's a team out of Greece that's pretty good, or Turkey, maybe Eastern Europe.
A Mediterranean vibe?
Yeah, somewhere, even Poland.
Huh.
There's got to be somebody. I don't think any of the Chinese, the Japanese, I think they're going to walk over those dudes.
What country is Vlade Divac from?
I think he's Czech.
Yeah,
Czech
what about
Republic.
The Czech?
Yeah. I don't know. They're also pretty good, too. Yeah. But nobody should beat this team, this USA team. Yeah. All right, please, guys, don't come back with a bronze and no one's going to meet you at the airport. All right. Anything else going on in the news, Gina Graham?
Yes. Well, lastly, we are officially in what is considered to be reunion season.
Oh,
yes, now that we are in August.
Nice.
Statistics show that if you're planning a class reunion for high school or junior high, the two most popular months to do it are July and August.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Just serving as a quick PSA for you, I have some other helpful tips if you're planning your reunion, Tim.
Okay.
You should know that, you should plan that 80 to 90% of your classmates attending the reunion will be bringing a guest. So, you know, make some room for them. When trying to locate classmates, you might find it useful to know that on the average, more than 60% of classmates still reside in their home state. And most successful reunion planners begin planning their class reunion at least 1 year in advance.
Is that right? That far in advance?
1 year, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus
a lot of
Christ.
People to contact.
All right. I have a reunion coming up. I'm trying to find it here. There's a reunion coming up for... I went to a Portola Junior High out in the San Fernando Valley, just off of Reseda and Ventura there. Very proud of my days at old Portola. And there's a reunion coming up for the class of 78. Give you an idea of how old I am.
Happy birthday to me, 78.
Yeah, 1978. And I was invited to this thing, and I'm sort of half-assed about going to it because I don't know the upside to going to a reunion if you're married. You know, if you're single,
get that tail you didn't get then.
Yeah, if you're single, you go there and you see the chicks that you couldn't get. You know, you couldn't get going in junior high or high school. But I don't know. Going nowadays seems... Because if you got something going on, let's say you're like a multimillionaire.
Right.
You know, you did very well for yourself. Then you sort of go there and you drive your Rolls Royce or your Ferrari. And you just look like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Right? But if you got nothing going on, then you got to explain to people... You're not married, you have no kids, you don't have a job.
Right.
But you got a lot of irons in the fire, right?
You're between career moves right now.
And I don't think that's cool either.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's going to these things.
I'm with you. I skipped them all.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
I went to my my high school 20th reunion.
Oh, really?
And that was pretty cool, but I wasn't married then. It was like, you know, I got some of the guys there got stoned and drunk and... I think I was in that group.
But you're still kind of local, so that makes sense. You wouldn't fly across the country, would you?
Oh, I don't. I mean, this is going to be in Calabasas, and I'm thinking about not going. This is going to be literally 3 miles from my house.
Are you this guy? Because this is me. Look, anyone I wanted to talk to, I'm still talking to. I don't know who else, you know, wants to get a hold of me.
And these reunions are getting tight because 1978, I mean, you can do the math. That's not yesterday.
They're dropping off a
little bit.
It's
a lot of yesterdays.
Yeah.
And this hot Los Angeles sun is not good to a lot of skin, you know, not just the chicks, but the guys, too.
Yeah.
It's like a mess out there. But 78, 88, 98, it's 30 years. All right. 30 years ago, I graduated from Portola Junior High. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Any good reasons to attend these reunions? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I'm probably not going to go just because I'm uncomfortable. Not that I hate
to
see these people.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So uncomfortable.
What am I going to do? Sit there with my wife, my kid. Hey, how you doing? Is that your
awkward.
Kid? Oh, that's great. All right. And what are you doing for a living now? Oh, great. Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Anything else going on in the news, Gina Grab?
That's what's going on.
All right.
On.
The news with Gina, everybody.
The news with Gina Grass.
Song, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you, well, that.
All right. Any reason to attend a reunion? Anybody have a decent story out there? Or is everybody like me? What's the purpose? What's the reason to go?
What does it all mean?
Yeah, what is it all about? What are these reunions all about? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Gina Grad's with us.
Oh.
Yeah, we're live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad is with us. And reunion is reunion season, and I've got one coming up from Portola Junior High. Coming up in, I guess it's in September or something. And I'm not convinced there's a reason to go.
And is there anyone that you remember from junior high that you didn't go to high school with?
Because a couple of people in Portola, we split off after Portola. Half the class went to Taft, and the other half went to Birmingham. A couple guys went to Granada and Reseda. But it was... I got this, most of the guys that I still see or, friends with, I've known since like third or fourth grade.
Right.
It was like a group of like, 15, 20 guys. And so I don't know really why. I'm not single. You don't go back.
Awkward.
And then when you do go back and you see these people, you're like, well, how you doing? So how has the 30 years been for you?
Besides swollen.
Yeah. And they're like,
they're all a little bit bloated.
Everybody's bloated. Some other chicks have some work done.
Yeah.
And
they're
still
bloated, though. They just look surprised and bloated.
Somebody will show up and try to wear like their old, cheerleading outfit.
Oh, God. How
it
awkward.
Is busting at the seams. All right. Any reason to do this? Let's go to Jason Ventura. You're on 97.1.
Yeah. I'm coming up on 10 years from my high school reunion, and in today's day and age with like MySpace and Facebook, most of the friends that I want to stay friends with, I'm already in contact with. There's no reason to go back to a high school that I hated so much and I was ready to get the hell out of there to go back to seeing the same people that I see on MySpace every day.
I see. Yeah. No, you're right.
That's
MySpace and the internet may have ruined reunions.
Yeah. There's no reason to go back. You know what they look like. You can stalk you can look up anyone you want.
Yeah. But before the internet, you had to go back to reunion to catch up with everybody.
Yeah.
Now you can just say to somebody, oh, yeah, I remember that chick from my high school. What's your email address? And contact her that way.
You look familiar. I think we're MySpace friends.
Right.
There's a lot of that.
And then when you do get there, you have to wear a name tag because nobody really recognizes you from, what you used to look like.
And all these chicks have different last names anyway.
Yeah, and then they tell stories of, what a geek or what a goofball you were when you were younger.
Oh!
Remember we had Mr. Vineyard? And like, I remember that. And then one of the chicks will judge you. Like, isn't that your fourth beer?
Oh.
And then you got to, sit through that. I just don't know if there's any reason to do this.
Now, I skipped my 10-year high school reunion. Yes, I know. Can you believe it,
wow,
the way I look?
Look at you.
But I did skip it. Because I'd have to fly back to Kansas, and it just seemed all awkward. And, congratulations, you took over your dad's dealership. I'm really impressed. So,
did you like school?
I did, but the difference with me is since I was super heavy into, the art programs.
How heavy?
Ridiculously.
Right.
The two kind of cool groups in our high school were the football guys and, the athletes, and then the theater kids, because a lot of the football guys did theater, and they were actually very good. Mm. So we were all kind of jumbled together.
Sorry, I missed that.
It was actually, my favorite thing. But in those classes, you're grouped together with everyone from freshman to senior. So the kids I liked weren't necessarily in my grade. So what's the point?
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to go
back? Awkward.
Yeah. But when you do go back to these reunions... And, you see somebody you haven't seen for a while, and they've gone through, three wives or, two wives or two husbands.
Yeah.
And then you see, an old girlfriend, and, your wife who's now with you. There's some awkward moments between, your current wife and your ex-girlfriend. Would you bring your current wife into a situation where you had some ex-girlfriends floating around?
And I can see, and maybe not necessarily for you, but I can see you kind of locking eyes with her and kind of dealing with her, and your wife being like, I'm Jen Conway, by the way, you MF-er.
All right, Lee in Burbank, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Good, man. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, not bad.
Let me get a speakerphone here.
All right.
I graduated about 10 years before you.
in Burbank here, and I was kind of apprehensive about going to my reunion. At the time, I was single, and some friends of mine decided to go with me, and it ended up where we met up with some girls that we had really had the hots for in school, two of which were married, and the six of us ended up in Mexico. Mm. And it was like a four-day tryst, and there was a big scandal, and we were told that we would not be welcome to any more reunions. And in fact, I still see this girl about every 10 years, and it's
Were you married at the time?
No, I wasn't. I was single.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Since then, I was never going to get married, but since then I have gotten married, and I wouldn't go to another reunion married.
But
I think
why,
you're right.
But why is it so scandalous? It's not like you were 17 and you went to Mexico.
Well, you know, it wasn't so bad for me because I wasn't single, but the two girls that were married, they had, and one of the guys that was a husband to the girl that I was with hated me in school.
Hated you?
Oh, man, I was off his Christmas list permanently. He was really pissed off.
Who keeps a grudge for like that over 30 years?
God, I don't know. I don't know.
That idiot, I guess, huh?
I guess nobody doesn't have anything going in their life or anything. But, you know, we had a great time. It was just fantastic. Me and a few of my friends had a place in Ensenada, and we took the girls down there, and we had a ball.
That's
it was
awesome.
Just fantastic.
All right, dude. Sounds like you kicked ass in your reunion. That's one of the reasons to go if you're single. You know, hook up with these chicks who are pissed off at their current husbands. Then you go.
And I guess at this point...
But you bring your wife and your kids to this reunion?
Now, what if you decided you wanted to go by yourself? Would that be an issue?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't, you know? I don't think I'd...
But what if, like, you and the guys were just
going
to go?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Guys.
I don't know. You know what? There's a website that somebody put together. I don't know who put it together. But it's Portola, you know, 1978, right. Reunion, whatever.com. And they have everybody who's in the class... And then you can, you know, you can go into your space there and register,
okay,
saying you're going to the reunion.
Yeah.
Right. So a friend of mine out in the valley has registered for everybody, all of our friends, and then he sends emails to like chicks.
Jesus Christ.
From me or, you know, Mike or Matt, and it's caused a big uproar.
And like he's like a grown up.
I know, but you know what? He's like a. That's what happens at reunions. It turns you back into the child.
You regress.
You know, and also, this makes me crazy, and I see this earlier and earlier every year. But, and this is something that really killed my summer. It was a spirit breaker. When you go into these Walmarts or Kmarts or whatever, and you see the back-to-school crap.
Oh, you don't like that?
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus Christ.
I thought I would be suicidal the first time you walked through Woolworths in Cleveland. And you see back to school and a big yellow sign. They're always very creative. It looks like a big notebook.
Yeah.
It says back to school. Like, oh, wow, the giant notebook. It says back to school with the giant pens. That's very interesting. But, very creative, Woolworths.
But, Tim, you didn't get to pick out your new Trapper Keeper.
Oh, I hated it. I hated every minute of every school I've ever been into. I've ever been in my life. I hated Burmar Elementary Private School. I hated Our Lady of Grace when I went there for a couple of days. I couldn't stand Encino Elementary, Portola, Birmingham, or Bowling Green.
It's just not for you.
Or San Diego State or UCLA Extension.
Wow.
I couldn't stand any of that crap.
Why?
I couldn't stand being in a class and being around a group of people and... There's one person up front trying to teach everybody at the same level, and you always feel like, well, maybe I'm not as advanced as some people in class. Maybe I'm more advanced than others in class. And to sit there and learn what that guy knew, you know, and a lot of times that guy doesn't know
much. Not too much.
You know, he sits up there and preaches a lot of liberal stuff to you, and I'm like, oh, man.
But in retrospect, would you rather have gone through that or have been homeschooled by your mother?
I would rather, well, not by my mother.
No,
but
your
mother. No, I don't think I'd rather be home. That's the only reason I went to school, to get out of that
couple
house.
Hours of peace.
But I'd like to have been homeschooled or done something else, because, you know, it's hit and miss, though, because the friends I have today are from third and fourth, fifth grade. My, you know, newest friends are like from seventh grade.
Right. That's pretty great.
It's awesome. And I met those guys through school, but I couldn't stand every single teacher I had, every single piece of homework, every book I had to carry around.
Well, I guess the good side, the upside would be as you keep having more reunions, the less and less chance there'll be for your teachers to be there.
Well, yeah, that's true. And it's also, This is a tip for everybody who lives in Los Angeles. If you live in other counties, I can't speak for the public school. But if you live in the city of Los Angeles and you put your kid in the LAUSD, which is the public school here, you might as well, when you kiss your son or daughter goodbye and you put them into the first grade or the kindergarten or whatever, that's the last time you'll see them. That's the last time you'll see them with the personality that they had when they were growing up.
LAUSD hardens you.
LAUSD will destroy your children.
Wow.
And it is borderline abuse putting your kids into LAUSD because they will take the spirit from those children and they will drain them of it. In every single grade. They will drain your child of his life, his spirit, his attitude, his enthusiasm, all the things that are positive in life. LAUSD will destroy that and pull that from your child.
Oh, my God.
It will.
And, you know, it sounds like the Army is a better choice because at least they break you down and build you back up. It seems
yes.
like LAUSD just breaks you down and leaves you for dead.
All right. The reunion's here. Jamie on the 405. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
All right. You going to these reunions?
Well, I just went to my high school reunion, and I had hoped to end up, you know, with one of those hot girls that I remembered from high school, and I always kind of hated them, but, you know,
right.
thought it would be kind of good to end up with one of them, but they weren't hot anymore, and that kind of amused me because it was like how the mighty had fallen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're not, you know, they used to be, when I graduated with these girls from 1978 from Portola, they were 15 years old.
Yeah.
You know, they were unbelievably hot. Now they're 45, and, you know, I'm not a looker myself, so I'm, you know, I'm the one, not the one to talk here, but they're 45. They're my mom's age when I was in Portola. And so now it's like banging around with your mom's friends.
Jesus
you know?
Christ.
But also, these are generally girls who sort of peaked sexually, socially, and emotionally at, you know, 16 or 17. So, you know, it leveled off after that. So I wouldn't expect for them to have gotten 30 years hotter at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there any reason to go to one of these reunions? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Gina Grad's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Gina Grad is with us. And I've been toying with going to this reunion, 1978 Portola Junior High out there in the San Fernando Valley. And I just don't see any reason to go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe no one's convinced
missing
me to
something.
Get out there yet. Let's talk to Andy in West L.A. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi.
Good. I graduated St. Monica's in 84. And it's a school in Santa Monica, and but the majority of the class is from the Palisades, and they're kind of pretentious and, you know, this and that. And a lot of the people there, they're kind of like, you know, very like uppity up, and, you know.
Well, just say you just say you don't like the Jews.
Well, no, it's not that, but their mothers and their fathers and their grandfathers went to the school and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's a bunch of guys and gals that, you know, when I was there, that they're already balding. The girls had these huge breasts, and I would just be like, oh, my God, I'd be going crazy. Oh. And when
all right, thanks, dude. There's another reason not to go. You could be stuck talking to that guy all night. Let's talk.
He'll call you an uppity up if he's real mad.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to a Jimmy in Tarzana. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Hot Rod Jimmy. Hey. Portola class of 72.
Hey, look at you.
Yeah, and actually, well, we've talked about our old friend Mr. Argue from the shop classes.
Yes.
I think that was the only reason I endured school were those kind of programs, which they don't really have anymore.
His name was Mr. Argue?
Yeah, and he taught drafting, I believe.
Oh. Yeah, he taught drafting, and then sometimes he'd teach fill in and teach wood shop and metal shop and stuff.
Yeah, those guys were always the best, the guys who taught the shop class, because they had to sit inside of basically a shop all day long that was filled with chemicals that they shouldn't be breathing in.
Yeah, and sawdust.
Urethane, sawdust, sawed, you know, all that stuff that they shouldn't be breathing in all day and all day long. And it took effect on them, too.
Well, did you ever notice maybe that's what caused this amazing balance between, like, lethargy and anger that only a shop teacher had? Like, real exasperated and always sighing, but pissed off.
Right.
Maybe it was the chemical compound.
Yeah. And you always, like, tried to get the shop teachers to like you, but they didn't like anybody.
No.
Mikey in El Monte, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm just doing a radio show. What are you doing?
Well, my 10-year reunion isn't coming up till next year, but I would imagine if I'm single, I would go there just to get some tail from the girls that were kind of cute in high school.
Now,
the hot ones, because they're all ugly now and pooping out babies.
Oh, so you think the average ones are better?
Yeah, those are the ones that didn't mature quite right in high school, and now are just bombshells.
Looking for a little revenge, Jeff.
All right, buddy. Let's talk to a Taylor on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, man, I went to St. Monica's, like your last, or not your last caller, but one of your last callers.
Right.
I'm class of 2007. Anyway, dude, you have to go just to prove to people that, like, the people who saw little of you then, just to go there now and be like, look, I'm better than you now. So look, you're talking now.
I don't want to do that, dude, because I'm probably in the middle. There's a lot of guys that have done better than me. There's a lot of guys that have done worse than I did.
Yeah, but what about all those girls that used to talk down on you?
Nah, they would still do that. Hey, are you gonna go?
Am I gonna go?
Yeah.
Go where? My reunion?
Yeah.
Dude, most likely not, because like you said, we're all on MySpace, Facebook. We all talk, like, daily. Like, we all still see each other.
Yeah, and you know what? Another reason, well, maybe not to go, maybe to go, I don't know, is, like, if a guy shows up with another guy and, like, introduces him as
his life partner,
his husband.
Yeah!
You got to make those, oh, that's great face.
Fantastic.
And then you think to yourself, oh, man, I had gym class with that dude. I wonder if he was checking out the wieners in there.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. If you come out of the closet in junior high, isn't it just a dream until you kill yourself at age 80 or whatever?
Yeah.
How old you get?
What a horrible.
How about this? How you're in seventh grade? You start at a junior high, and you go, "Hey, I'm gay. I'm going to take gym class for first, second, third period, and then take math, and then gym class for fourth, fifth, and sixth."
Do you know any gay people, Tim?
Yeah.
Did they ever tell you that junior high and high school are probably the worst years of their entire life?
No, but I'm not talking about back then. I'm talking about now.
Okay.
You know, like now when you can be open about it a little more than you could be back then. You're looking at guys noodle. It's like if you're a heterosexual and you went to the women's locker room and
nobody batted an eyelash. Just one of the gals.
But that doesn't turn them on. Like a 15-year-old gay guy is not turned on by going to a locker room and seeing all the other 15-year-old guys?
I think if he's 15, he's probably so overcome with fear that something horrible is going to happen, like something inappropriate.
Oh, is that right?
Down
south. Oh, he gets like a boner?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
that'd
it probably kills everything. Every other sensation he would feel.
That happened to me in Birmingham. It's an embarrassing story. Yeah, just, you know, when you're that age, sometimes you get a Woody, and I had, like, gym shorts on, and, like, chicks were like, hey, look, Conway's got a Woody.
You know, somebody told me once the best way to get over that is to lean forward, like you're just doing a little stretch, because that way your pants kind of fall to the front. So, you know what? I'm good. I got a little wrench in my back.
Work.
Keep going.
Yeah, it does work, but For me, I'd have to have major size pants. I don't know. All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks, Gina Grad.
Thank you.
And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.